This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 88 in the house as we slowly crawl to the finish of this season. There was a veto competition. And plans were made for who's going to be evicted. So we're going to talk through all of that. And it's probably not going to take very long because there's not a lot to talk about. But with me to talk through it is Scally. How are you doing, Scally?
Hello, Taryn. I am good, probably because I'm in denial. But, you know, I'm doing fine. We're all doing fine here. Everything is going to be okay. Right?
Yes. Well, let's talk through this. Of course, if you want to come and hang out, then we have a live show, as you see over here, that is happening in just a few days now. You still can get tickets, but you are running out of time. So head over to robsawebsite.com/events if you want to go ahead and do that. Of course, Matt is the HOH. He nominated Felicia and Ceri. Felicia ostensibly was the target. However, Jag and Bowie both talked about evicting Ceri because, one, Ceri has been performing better than Felicia in the competitions recently, and two, she is more likely to be able to win jury vote. But they haven't talked to Matt about it yet, and we still have a veto competition to play. So, we really go through the morning with not a lot going on, more just like lots of trash talking from Matt, Jag, and Bowie about Ceri and Felicia, trash talking Bowie about how she's useless and she's happy to get third place. And how, man, the way that they play this game, they're so happy with every comp win because one wrong comp win and they're all crying. But hey, doesn't happen. So.
Yeah. You know, when you win like every comp from the final, 12? This goes pretty smooth, right? So it has been smooth sailing for quite some time. So a lot of talk of like, wow, people must be loving the Minutemen and the Mafia. Like, this is the season of the Minutemen. It's like, oh, yeah, that's definitely how it's been all the time. That's what the focus of the season. That's them.
And of course, there's more just like, oh, man, I really hope these comps that they're, I really hope there's more physical stuff in them. Really, I hope it's like CrossFit, a 5-mile run. Just give us something that we can definitely win, please.
Yeah. You know what's been underrepresented? Physical competitions. When will we get one? Finally.
So they play the veto competition. And the winner of the veto competition is none other than Jag, who wins his eighth competition. Number eight, which means he is one away from tying, from technically tying the Janelle and Michael record, which is nine competitions in one season. But it's also nine competitions in one go without being evicted. So,
yeah, was that stipulation on this before?
I mean, that was kind of the implication, right? Like, because some people have played more than once, you know. But he's one competition away from tying the record, two competitions away from beating the record. But there is something that is kind of interesting about this that I tweeted out. Jag is also two competitions away from becoming the third person to do something very specific, which is that in the last six seasons, this has already happened twice, almost happened a third time, and that now is about to happen a fourth time out of six seasons, which is that somebody has won out, been immune from the final nine all the way down to the final two with just one period of vulnerability that took place at the final six double eviction. This exact thing from final nine to final two, with a final six double eviction being the only time they're vulnerable, meaning that three out of the six seasons in the last six seasons have had the winner be vulnerable for a grand total of like 10 to 15 minutes in the last, you know, essentially back half of the season. And it's always the final six double eviction. Why is it the double eviction, you might ask? Because the double eviction usually has more crapshooty competitions.
Yeah, it's tough. Not my favorite style of gameplay, so it's been a fun stretch of years for me. We are just, you know, it feels like barreling towards where like, he's going to tie the record at least, right? If not, beat it.
I expect he will beat it. And so like, and I expect there might be some asterisks here or there. If he wins two competitions, then he will have won nine in the space that he wasn't evicted and therefore would tie the non-evicted stat. I think you're probably going to have some separation between those. I think in general, Jag is an asterisk player. I think that between being evicted and being able to win back-to-back HOHs, especially in a spot where, you know, he loses the game if he doesn't have the ability to compete in back-to-back HOHs. Just straight up, he loses the game. Suri was in second place. She was targeting him or Bowie. He ends up winning that veto, sure, but Bowie leaves. If Bowie leaves, Jag can't win the game. He can't beat anyone else. Unless he's willing to go to the end with Felicia, which, you know, maybe. But even then, I'm not sure that he 100% beats Felicia. And on top of that, Bowie wins this double eviction HOH. There's all kinds of things that were likely to go wrong that, you know, a lot of people talk about, like the eviction, him being evicted, which, yeah, he was evicted. That's terrible. But the even worse thing is being able to play in back-to-back HOHs. HOHs that were basically the same HOH as well. Or at least very similar. I've also heard this argument recently that like, well, yes, he is competing against three 45 plus year old women. And that's why he's winning most of these competitions. But you got to give him credit. He took out all the other comp beasts. Yeah. When did that happen? Because Jag had no input in almost any of their evictions. He was being evicted at the time, not in control of the game, evicting other comp beasts. He inherited this this status by being the last remaining quote-unquote comp beast, and the only reason that was true was because he was evicted and was safe.
Yeah, I mean, how many did he win when the quote-unquote other comp beasts were still around? It was a few, but not this many. Not every single veto competition, not every single competition in the way that he is winning now. So
he only won one comp before he was evicted. He then won a second competition after he was evicted. You could maybe say that he helped take out Cameron because he helped push for Bowie to evict Cameron. That's the only thing you could argue. But even then, it's not like he was the one that was able to win that competition to take out Cameron. That was Bowie. And you know, it's like he did not take out his, he just happened to be the last one standing, largely because he was already evicted. All of the other comp beasts, between Riley, Isom, Jared, you know, anybody else that was winning comp, Red even, like they were all taken out while Jag had absolutely less than zero control in the game.
Mm-hmm. And I'm usually someone who is really looking at those asterisks in terms of how good are they as a player. Like, if you didn't have safety this week, would you have gone home? Would you have ended up on the block? How many votes were you away? Like, how likely were you to have been removed from this game if not for, like, you know, the exact competition you need popping up? Well, like, Taryn, I'm just so tired. There's so many now in Big Brother. Like, the game has just become a game of asterisks, and it's just like, okay, it's happening. Sure. Like, I'm watching now.
I mean, listen, we've had asterisk winners before. And I fully believe Jag joins those ranks. I think he joins the ranks of asterisk winners. And it's clear why. He was evicted. He was able to compete in back-to-back HOHs in a spot where he probably loses the game if that's not the case. And his entire game relied on being immune from the final nine, basically all the way down to the final two, or at least close to it. All three of those things combined alone would lead to an asterisk. On top of that, he's made some very questionable decisions. He had terrible gameplay in the first half of the game. He has stepped it up recently, and I will freely say that he has played or he is playing better than anyone else right now, but that's a very low bar to clear at this point. And the same was true of the other asterisk winners, between Jordan, Rachel, and Evil Dick. They were all playing better than their competition by the end of the game. The difference is that, like, they weren't before because they were all saved by various extreme twists. And again, this is not a knock on Jag as much as it, like, I love Rachel Riley. It's just this is what sometimes happens. And it's entirely on production. It's entirely on production that that from the final nine, again, this has happened three times in the last six seasons. And it almost happened a fourth time with Michael, who was also on his way to be immune from final nine to final two, with one final six of double eviction being the only time he was vulnerable. Lucky for the players, I guess, you know, credit to Taylor in particular, for making sure that people were prepared to take Michael out in those 20 minutes that he was vulnerable. Because otherwise, let's be real, he was going to go ahead and win out until final two, making it four out of six times that this had happened. The competitions have changed. And a lot of people are like, well, this is Big Brother. This is Big Brother. It's just the way it is. Except it's not the way it is. It's the way it's changed to be very recently. In the prior seasons before Big Brother 20, it had only ever happened once, even anything close to that. Ian Terry went on this unbelievable comp run and was almost immune all the way down from the final nine to the final two. That's the only time it had ever happened in the history of the show. And it was unbelievable at the time. It was like, this is remarkable. And now it's basically flip a coin and that's going to happen on any given season. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like you said, like, I am very frustrated at the game of Big Brother these days, that this is so likely, so possible, so almost guaranteed, but at least I like this comp beast. So, like, I'm having a slightly easier time where I said, like, in that double eviction, like, Jag is the person I want to go home the most because it opens up the game the most. But also, he's like my second or third preferred winner at this point. Like, I like him, you know, so when it happens, I'm just gonna be like, all right, good for you. You know, happy to see you win if that ends up being the case. So, you know, there's silver linings at least.
Suri did better than Felicia in the veto competition again. So there's more ammunition here to use against Suri. Now, Matt does promise Suri again that she's still good, that she will be fine. She will not be voted out. Of course, we'll see. There's another like competition kind of thing that is played for $5,000, and Matt wins it. Jag really helped Matt win whatever the competition was. And Bowie got really upset because she's like, I thought it was supposed to be us three, not you two. And Jag has to explain himself that he's trying to repay Matt for Buddy Ball. And that he kind of feels guilty about them making a final two. So, you know, he should get his 5K. And she says, okay, well, you made me question our final two here, Jag, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a good explanation because Bowie's like, oh, when you look at that, like that does make sense. Like, that's a good way to look at it. Which, like, they're lucky that she is so down because I could see Bowie Jane, you know, waiting. Can I see Bowie Jane? Or in a world, would I like to see Bowie Jane waking up? like, they, you know, there is that universe, however unlikely it is, where Bowie Jane wakes up and is like, you know what, this really, like, ticked me off. I am annoyed at realizing that they are a final two and I am not included in this. And, you know, she is one of only three people that gets to compete in this HOH and one of four people who gets to compete in the veto. So there is a world in which this tipped her off that she is firmly three out of three, which she should know already. But they are able to smooth it over.
Yeah, I mean, it's because like it's not a, I think it's not about anything like game related. I think it's just about like, you're supposed to pick me, dude. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just want to be picked. Jag and Matt talk, and Jag says that he thinks Suri should be the one to go. She's been performing better in competitions. She's more likely to win a jury vote. Matt does disagree. He says, but they do both have to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really care which one leaves. And Jag presses some more. He says that, you know, Suri has been, you know, because Matt says, well, Felicia studies a lot. And Jag says, well, Felicia gets more things wrong than Suri does. She gets things wrong. And so Matt's like, you know what? You're the one competing next week. So if you want to compete against Felicia instead of Suri, go for it. Jag's like, yeah, that's what I want. He's like, all right, then she's gone. That's it.
Where it's like, Matt, you're the one who is most likely to end up on the block out of the two of you. You should probably be arguing that you want the person who's probably going to keep you. If it is like you versus Jag or you versus Bowie, you know, is Felicia going to decide that she wants to keep like effing Bowie Jane in the house? Probably not, you know, just knowing Felicia. But there is a world in which like Jag wins the HOH, and then, you know, in the scenario they're talking about, like, who would you rather compete against, Felicia or Suri? Like, Suri wins that veto. Like, I think that Matt would rather have Suri deciding that vote than Felicia, and that's not explored at all.
Yes, I agree, but also this is a world where they have to
yeah
vote.
Look, if you're gonna be like, you're the one competing, that's what matters, well then let's talk about it.
And I mean, this is like I'm seeing a lot of people like, this is the worst thing in the world. I mentioned this yesterday, I don't think it actually does matter a whole lot if Matt loses Suri or Felicia here, because like the thing that really matters much more than this decision is if Matt has the ability to, does he evict either Jag or Bowie at the final four? That's the biggest thing, because if he evicts Bowie at the final four, then losing Suri is not ideal, but I do still think that Jag is a little scared to take Felicia to the final two. Jag only feels like he can beat Bowie, and I think he's right about that. I think that he maybe can only beat Bowie. So if Bowie's gone, then Jag has no path. So that should be Matt's goal. I don't know if it is, but that to me is more important than Suri versus Felicia. Although Suri would be great to have, obviously. And Suri would be a better person for him than Felicia in a lot of different ways.
The consistent lying to Suri right now, and just like they're almost like hyping up that they might like blindside her, and I think that's particularly bad for Matt. Like, who is Suri going to go to the jury house feeling betrayed by? Like Jag, who she kind of expects it from, or Matt, who was a child to her all season and is like has been no from the minute that they evict America is like, you're safe no matter what. Don't worry. Wins HOH, puts her on the block. Don't worry, you're still staying. Like, it's just, I think that there is a world in which Suri leaves and is like, you know what? Why am I voting for Matt over Jag at this point? I don't think that it is necessarily that he loses the entire jury off of that or even Suri, but there's a world.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we are. They said that they don't want to tell her. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. They probably will in the minutes before the eviction. But that seems to be where things stand. There's more, of course, trash talking that happens throughout the day, all over the place. But that has become par for the course here in this particular house. So, that's really what we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's standard like endgame Big Brother. They're sitting around, they're all trash talking each other, they're trash talking who left the house before them, and we move on. That's about it.
That's about what we have. Of course, I am kind of curious to see how the edit portrays Matt in the episode later tonight and on Tuesday, in terms of like what he says his reasoning is here. If I had to make a guess, I would say that there's a decent chance that he's just like, what else am I going to do? Like, Jag's obviously going to win the final four now. So like, it's not worth fighting him on this because he'll probably have the choice anyway. And I think he is genuinely annoyed at Suri as well. Maybe part of that comes from the fact that he told her about targeting Jag and that came out. Or maybe it just has to do with the situation and how she tried to guilt trip him. Either way, this seems to be where where Matt stands on the current situation. And so Suri likely to be voted out on Thursday. As we head into the final four.
Mm-hmm. Part of me is like, you know what? Kind of feel like she's wanted this for some time. So like she's finally getting what she wants. If Suri wakes up and goes to work, maybe there's a chance. Who knows? Maybe this could all turn around. If I was, putting my hopes in anyone, it would be Suri. So.
Yeah, I mean, I do. So I think the last remaining, like, actually an interesting thing that could happen this season is the Final Four HOH, which has been very physical lately. But I believe last season was relatively doable for I think that was the one they were just like going like from one wall to another. And answering questions about days. Felicia does know her days. Jag, I believe, is wrong about Felicia being wrong. Felicia has been the most ardent studier in the house. Now, that doesn't mean that under pressure she'll be able to perform. But I do think Felicia is more likely than Suri to win the final four HOH. And if she does, that presents quite the interesting scenario where likely Jag will then have to make a decision between evicting Bowie or evicting Matt at the final four. Because if he evicts Matt, then that's probably it. You know, that's probably game over. And if he, like, in terms of him winning, and then if he evicts Bowie, then it's probably the other way around. It's maybe came over in the other direction. That's maybe the interesting thing, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. And even if, like, for so long it was Jag and Matt, like, get to the final two. That's our goal. That's our goal. That's our goal. Seems like it's maybe strayed a little bit from that now. So there was a world in which I thought that, like, okay, your goal is getting there together. should we be evicting Bowie here? Like, as a comp threat, the last like comp threat in the house. But yeah, I don't expect that to see that happening. So,
yes. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Of course, I'll be live later. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be playing some Goose Goose Duck and then streaming during the episode tonight if we want to watch the episode together. And then I'll be live with the recap after the fact as well to talk through what happens on the veto or the episode tonight. So tune in for all of that. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. At this point, it does seem unlikely that things are going to change, but you know, we'll be here to give some quick updates here and there. Find me on Twitter and Instagram and all those places. Scally, where can people find you?
I will see you over on Goose Goose on Twitch at twitch.tv/bscally. Anything else I'm doing is on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. I'm talking about this season of the Traitors Canada with Puya. I would doing exit interviews over there as well. Just finished talking about the Devil's Plan with Chappelle. So if you have binged those episodes or are planning to, all of the podcasts are out for you now. And also myself and Matt Liguori did move feeds for the Challenge season 39. We're going to be covering over on the Free Agents podcast. So check that out if you have not already. It's on Twitter at @PodFreeAgents. So give that a follow and you will get any updates on that moving forward.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.